Nichols. How are you, JP?
I'm doing well.
Good. You are speaking here today. Is it today or tomorrow you're talking?
Yeah, today. So I ran a working group session this morning on fintech partnership, and then I'm on a panel in just a little while with Sam Maul and Lee Wetherington.
Oh, that's a great, and that's a dynamic panel right there. My gosh.
We should have some fireworks.
A little bit. Now, you are the managing director of fintech for, is it Forge?
Forge,
and then host and segment producer of Brett King's Breaking Banks.
Yeah.
So you are like everywhere. And there's another one. Chairman of what's
Next Money.
Next Money. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you know it's funny.
Busy.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things going on. So kind of the main day job is FinTech Forge. So our job is to help financial institutions develop their own innovative capacity, both internally and externally, through partnerships and investments in fintech companies. That's really the main day job. Okay. Along the way, I accidentally became a public speaker, so I'm at a lot of conferences like this. Brett asked me to come in and occasionally co-host on Breaking Banks. So we ended up, that's been a very, very successful podcast. So we built a media company around it. We actually call it Provoke Media. So I just launched my own podcast.
Oh, congrats.
It's called Serial Entrepreneur.
Okay.
And I'm focused on telling the stories of those people who are trying to get the work done inside the financial institution and large enterprise.
Okay.
You know, as the opening says, I mean, we rightly celebrate the stories of brave founders and their startups, but it can be just as hard getting work done inside a larger company too. So that's what we're focused on.
Okay.
And then Next Money was originally founded in Singapore as Next Bank, and it's a conference, global conference series focused on reinventing finance through design, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Meanwhile, I had started the Bank Innovators Council in the U.S. in 2013, and we came together last year, and then we renamed the whole thing Next Money. So we just did our North American event in Chicago about 3 weeks ago, and we, as a part of that, hosted BBVA and their Open Talent Challenge. So we had 10 companies from 8 countries bringing their ideas, encouraged by the bank. You know, this is kind of new to some of these folks. I mean, wait a minute. They actually invited fintech companies in.
That's a good thing, I think.
I think so too, right? I really believe that the future is about collaboration. And so saying, look, here are our open platforms, here are our APIs, what cool things can you build on this? So we just did that, but we've got some events coming up in Melbourne, and then our really big one is called the FinTech Finals, which is coming up in Hong Kong at the end of January.
Goodness. You are all over the place, my God.
All over, yeah.
Well, having said that, what is your I mean, you really have a pulse on the industry, it sounds like. And so what trends are you seeing that are coming down the railroad tracks here that credit unions or even financial institutions in general should really be taking advantage of? I mean, you mentioned the word collaboration, and that's something we mention a lot in the credit union industry. We need to collaborate to compete. Is that something that we really everybody should be looking out for because of the fintech disruptors out there?
Yeah, I think so. I talked in our working group this morning. You know, we have typically framed this as this incumbents versus insurgents. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that, then you'll think about how do I build my castle walls thicker and how do I dig my moat deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think that's the right way to frame it anymore. I think early days of fintech, that was true. If you went to Finovate, you know, 6-7 years ago, like I did, people stood on stage and said, we're going to put your bank or your credit union out of business. And now more often they're standing at the end going, and we'd love to work with you. So, you know, come visit us at our booth. My co-founder, Jason Henricks, has a great phrase. He calls it the fintech petting zoo. And so we've got to get beyond that.
Yeah.
So now, you know, Finovate was groundbreaking in these, you know, Shark Tank style 7-minute demos. Now, almost every conference I go to has some version of some demos, but it's a petting zoo, right? Oh, isn't that cute? That's really interesting. And now I'm going to go back to my institution and do the same things I always did the same way I always did them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really the problem that we set out to solve with FinTech Forge.
So how do you get them to engage?
Well, we built a 3-step process. So the first is giving them proven tools and frameworks, because managing innovation is completely different than managing the core business, right? It's not about just mastering the known knowns and executing best practices.
Mm-hmm.
It's about discovering the unknown and implementing next practices, right? So giving them the tools and the frameworks. And as a part of that, we help FIs then create what we call a declaration of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really a piece of a strategy that doesn't exist for most financial institutions. And that is, yes, we have a mission, we have a vision statement, we have these core beliefs and all that stuff. But what do we feel about innovation, right? Are we trying to do groundbreaking things? Are we trying to be incremental? Is it just back office? Is it front office? Is it member facing or not? Right, all that. And we help them think through all of that. Then the second piece is a consortium, not dissimilar to a CUSO, but we think even a little bit better, because not only is it member-driven and is it cost savings and all of that, but when it's tied to these best practice frameworks, we're really able to accelerate the learning.
Okay.
And then the third piece is investment. So we're hearing from an increasing number of financial institutions that want to invest. They want to play in fintech. And so they say, well, listen, we've helped these companies build up a capability, and you know, say five of us are using it. We think 500 institutions want this. How do we share in the upside? And so there are some difficult hurdles we had to work our way around to be compliant with the Volcker rule and all of that. So at the end of the day, we become the innovation and the venture capital arm that most financial institutions don't have.
Okay. What's your advice to, I mean, gosh, saying all that, I mean, that's a lot to that's a lot to swallow. I mean, especially for a credit union or even a community bank in this, in many instances that don't, may not have the resources to handle all this technology. What's your advice for a smaller credit union who may not have the resources technology-wise to kind of keep up with this rapid pace and what you're talking about here? Because it's a lot for a lot of, I mean, people's heads are spinning because it's going so fast these days.
It is. You know, the vast majority don't really have the resources. PwC will tell you it costs $10 million if you want to launch your own innovation lab, which is why we launch one that then is shareable, right? And so for a fraction of the cost, I mean, essentially for the cost of a couple of tellers, right, you're participating in an innovation lab and investments for, in those cases where it makes sense. But I'd say in terms of advice is, you know, do something, right? Don't stand still and paralysis by analysis. You don't have to be on the cutting edge. Very, very few credit unions want to be on the cutting edge, or banks for that matter. Very few. But you have to keep the gap kind of closed, and that gap between what your customers or members expect of you and what we're providing. And so at least, you know, talk to your members and find out those things and those incremental enhancements. And some of those things you can kind of do on your own because the things that are kind of table stakes now are pretty well vetted, right? You've got a number of good providers that you can go out and find out. And where you really need to work together is if you want to try to do something that's a little bit different, or you want to try to, you know, look around the corner a little bit, the famous Wayne Gretzky saying, right, skate to where the puck is going, you know, not to where it's been. And that's where you really need to partner with other people. Because the whole point of innovation, A, is creating value, and B, it's creating options for yourself for the future. You know, this industry hasn't changed a lot during most of our careers, right? But now we're in this state of change that I believe is constant, right? We're not going back to the so-called good old days. I actually think these are the good old days.
I agree.
Yeah, but we're going to have to know that change is the constant, and we've got to be able to deal with that. So I'll just maybe say one last thing on that, which is, you know, one of my favorite Peter Drucker quotes, and that is that, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast. So it doesn't matter how good your strategy is. If your culture isn't aligned with it, if it doesn't support the strategy, it'll just eat it up and it'll go away. So organizations got to focus on the culture.
Oh, great point. Great point. And looking at it from like the 64,000 foot level, what's the importance here? Is it to remain relevant? Is it to like, or just keep your foot on the accelerator and move forward to keep, I don't want to say traditional banking, but to keep that some semblance of that model moving forward and not be like thoroughly disrupted, I guess?
Well, I think what you said at first, it's to stay relevant. Yeah. And you know, the members and our customers will tell us whether we're relevant or not. So part of the fintech petting zoo is chasing these shiny objects. Ooh, isn't that cool? You know, I can't wait to do a blockchain project. Well, why? What? Well, I don't know, but we need to do a blockchain project, right? Or artificial intelligence. So it's really about being relevant. And so wherever that takes us, and for some instances, it might be remarkably brick and mortar and paper and pen. And if that's still okay and relevant for your customers, that's great. Now, I will say, how long is it going to last? Because these technology trends are not unique to financial services. They're not going away. Every single industry is being impacted by technology. So I think you have to pay attention to that. But it really is about staying relevant.
Yep, indeed. All right. Any last, I just want to wrap up question. Any last words to wrap up here? This is really good stuff here.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, I often close a lot of my talks with one of my favorite sayings. And the best way to predict the future is to create it. So get out there and start making your own future.
Indeed. Be proactive. JP, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Well done. Thank you very much.